Welcome back, everyone, to another Helpin' Hope for Families program. And it's always encouraging to know as you're out there listening, whether you're on your radio, on your smartphone, or if you're on a podcast somewhere in the United States or maybe in some other country. Welcome. I'm Tim Tucker on Family Life affiliate staff in the Pittsburgh area, and I'd like to welcome back to the microphone Scott and Catherine Mercer, part of our Pittsburgh Family Life team, and Tom and Pam Jones. Tom is an associate pastor and licensed Christian counselor, and Pam is a real estate agent in the Pittsburgh area. And we're back again, folks.
Well, thanks so much for having us,
Tim. Good to be here.
Good to be back.
Yep. Well, we have been talking. This is the second program we've had on the problems that step families or blended families face today and some of the resources to help. And last time we didn't get a chance to go to this, Catherine, but I'd like to have you share some helpful thoughts for blended families. Give us some advice and from someone who has been involved with that.
Sure. Before. Well, first, let's just start off with a quick recap. We were certainly talking about the scriptures, and we were talking about Ron Deal, who is the director of Family Life's Blended and Blessed Ministry at Family Life. And we just so appreciate him as a resource. Mm-hmm. He reminds us that 40% of the families today raising children in the United States mm-hmm. are blended families. Mm-hmm. And that are folks in the church, outside of the church. I mean, that's a big number. And we realized it's complicated. It's mm-hmm. very complicated. Mm-hmm. If you go back and listen to last week's broadcast,
it's not a microwave situation to blend these families. It actually
right.
is a crock pot.
Right.
It
right.
takes time
it
to
takes
blend.
It takes lots of time.
And by the way, if folks want to listen to our broadcast from last week, they can
yes.
go on your apps. You can go on to the iTunes app or iHeartRadio app, any of your favorite apps, and just in the search bar type in Helpin' Hope for Families.
Yes, and there's, you know, you remind us, Tim, there are so many resources available to us. Mm-hmm. You can listen to last week's podcast. You can go to blendedandblessed.com. My goodness, there's a plethora of things there. You don't want to miss podcasts and articles mm-hmm. that can really help you. Mm-hmm. And there's another gal, Gayla Grace. She is on staff with Family Life Blended, mm-hmm. and she also lives in a blended family. She has shared a few suggestions and thoughts with us on the website. One being, in a blended family, have a flexible heart to change, right? And I think that's for all of us. Have an open mind and be willing to compromise. We also have to approach life with resilience for circumstances that aren't easy. Mm-hmm. We've also named, Tom has reminded us as a counselor, it's complicated. We are going to have some potholes, and we're going to need help. So we've mm-hmm. got to have that resilience and get the help we need. We have to embrace differences and seek harmony in relationships and live peaceably with all. You know, we check the book of Romans out, mm-hmm. chapter 12, verse 8. We want to live at peace with all men. We can only do that with the help of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. And I think actually that's probably one of our paramount thoughts today.
Yeah, we're not trying to discourage folks who are listening here. We're trying to be realistic about what we're talking about, and that being that mm-hmm. 66% of mm-hmm. marriages that have children that are blending, that are trying to blend their families, 66% of them don't make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we want to give you hope and encouragement to help you make.
Because 34% do.
Because 34%
right.
do. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Right.
And so they've taken some heed to some of the advice, I'm yeah. certain, that has been mm-hmm. coming here. But there are going to be challenges associated with trying to blend these two teams of people together. And those challenges require a resilient heart, a forgiving heart, professional forgiver, if you will.
Right.
There's going to be a tremendous amount of compromise, as Catherine
yeah.
said, trying to bring these two families together.
Yeah, and you know, and we'll share more, Tom, you'll share a little more from your counseling practice. But really, if we're looking at this with that hope that you're talking about, Scott, we can only begin there with a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
If we are expecting the other person to change, if we are expecting circumstances to change,
yeah.
we're really going down a wrong path. We really need to look to Christ.
Yeah, I've often said to folks, you cannot point the finger at the other person for being the one to make the change, to make this relationship work.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to focus on how I can mm-hmm. be the one responsible for understanding and making this better, because I can either go down the road of difficulty and a terrible tragedy in my own mind, creating that scenario and rehearsing that in my mind, or I can switch that idea around in my mind and say, I am responsible. How do I make the best out of this? Mm-hmm. How do I do that? And it really does start with a relationship with Christ. I mean, all of us sitting around this room truly believe that it is only by the grace of God that we sit here being able to talk with you right now. We've all had our own experiences and challenges, but it's only by God's grace. How does that start? It starts with a desire to understand who Christ is. Mm-hmm. So we need to get that hope and that help for ourselves to change how we look at our circumstances, and that being believing that Christ is our Savior, understanding that Christ came to this earth 2,000 years ago to die on a cross. The immortal, all-loving, all-living God moves away from the glory of heaven to join us here on this earth in a stable, if you will, to grow up a man who's been ridiculed and had a difficult life, acquainted with challenges, to be brought in front of a Roman court, whipped, flogged, and beaten, never saying a word, as a lamb led to the slaughter, going to the cross, dying. But the hope is the resurrection. Amen. We are the only faith in the world that places our hope on a resurrected Savior. There's no other faith like that. So that, and in believing that and saying, God, my circumstances are so difficult, I can't deliver myself, but you can. Absolutely. Come into my heart and help me. That's the start. It's not the silver bullet, if you will.
Yeah.
It does make the difference between spending an eternity separated from God versus spending eternity with God. Yeah, that is a silver bullet, no doubt. But now it's how do we take the next steps?
And Scott, that is the foundation that we want to start at.
Yeah.
And then praying and playing together as a family, as a couple, that makes the difference too. And if we will humble, we both can't be right all the time. So if you humble yourself before God, first of all, and your spouse, and depend on Him, that's the only way that we can get through. And that goes for all of us, not just split into families.
Yeah,
we don't have in ourselves the capacity to be able to love and forgive one another. It doesn't come naturally.
Supernatural.
That's right. It is supernatural, especially when you're trying to blend two families together, too, as well. So the importance of a believer in Christ being filled or controlled with the Holy Spirit is paramount in our Christian lives, to have the power to be able to love and forgive one another. When you think of those fruits of the Spirit, you know, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, none of those characteristics come to us naturally at all. Those attributes come from the Holy Spirit in us as believers as we yield our minds and our hearts to Him. So every day we need to really set out with the Lord and say, Lord, I want Your Spirit to rule in my heart. I want to love as Christ loved. I want to love my wife as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. For the wife to love her husband as well. That comes as we submit ourselves to the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And He's the one that's going to give us the love to be able to blend that family together too. So, Tom, how do you counsel step-parents whose children have problems accepting them as new step-parents?
Well, I think one of the primary things I would want folks to know is you can't force this to happen. You cannot force a stepchild to have a good relationship with you. You can, however, work on building the bridge, going to them in love, and there's it's likely that things are going to be said. It's likely that we're going to hear something hurtful. And I go to this all the time, and my clients hear me use this all the time, prefrontal cortex.
Yeah.
Especially when the stepchildren are children, or young children, the prefrontal cortex of our brain, which is right behind our eyebrows, is not fully developed to where about 25 years old. Mm-hmm. That's the part of our brain we do our reasoning with and that controls our emotions. Mm-hmm. So we're going into these children wanting them to accept these big changes in life, and their brain literally is not fully developed to the point that they can fully comprehend that. Mm-hmm. When we understand that, or when we recognize that, I think that makes a lot of difference. So show grace. When someone, grace is giving someone favor, even when they don't deserve it. Yeah. And I think this takes prayer and the leadership of the Holy Spirit to help us, because as adults, if we're not careful, we get caught up in the chaos and we enter into a contest and we're not going to win.
You know, Tom, it sounds like you've had some experience talking with some people that are trying to blend their family situation. Can you give us your personal information, a phone number, or whatever, for people to get a hold of if they want to talk through this?
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. I'd be happy to talk to folks and just even, you know, give them some guidance if I can. And setting boundaries is something that's that's probably a topic for another day. But I can be reached through Keystone Christian Counseling and Life Coaching at 724-672-3670, or I can be reached by email at tj1162@gmail.com.
A blended family, and I think we'd all agree with that, and those that have been married just for the first time, but are two imperfect people with kids making a life together, which could be either 3, 4, or 12 imperfect people. It depends on somebody in that group. Yeah. The Bible says that there is none righteous, no, not one.
Amen.
We're all sinners needing God's love, grace, and forgiveness through Christ, and we need to give that same grace and love and forgiveness to those in our family as well in the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm. And one resource that's going to be very helpful for step families, for blended families, as it is with all families and marriages and couples, is the Weekend to Remember coming up at the end of September. So, Catherine, would you give us a little
sure. We'd love to have you join us. If you're thinking about marriage, if you are remarried, even thinking about remarriage, you're a pastoral couple and would love some encouragement, meet up with us at Cranberry Township, the Marriott, Pittsburgh Marriott North, September 23rd and 25th. Go to familylife.com where you can sign up for the weekend, $100 off using Weekend Together.
Good, and we hope that many of you couples will be able to come and join us there. And if you have any questions about the resources of family life, you can call me, Tim Tucker, at 412-337-3858. And we hope you'll join us again next Sunday night at the same time for another Help and Hope for Families.